So welcome to Proper Sport Does WWE, the latest episode. Episode number what, Tom McGuire?
35.
Tom's lost his voice.
So yeah, but I'm gaining it just a bit.
Just a bit. So that should make this episode good. The greatest Royal Rumble is this week, unless you're a woman.
That's true.
The thing is, right, we all know why WWE are going to Saudi Arabia.
We're not thick.
No.
And are you seeing articles of like, are WWE selling their soul? No, they're selling it for money.
Well, yes, which is the same thing. But I know Triple H has come out and set up, Paul Levesque, I guess, is in his executive role.
Yeah.
As opposed to Triple H, who's fighting your man. saying, you know, the country's changing, we're part of the country that's changing, blah, blah, blah. It is what it is, and I know people are upset about it. People get upset about everything. It's even on the BBC website. We've one of the worst written sentences ever. In the 30 years that the Rumble has been around, there has been a move to see female wrestlers like Charlotte Flair headline shows. That's a long sentence without any punctuation in. But it's happening anyway. So if you don't like it, don't watch it.
I mean, I think you've got to remember, they're going into a country where the rights for women are not the same.
It is bad.
And I think at the end of the day, this is a long-term goal. Triple H has come out and said this. Yeah. Sorry, Paul. We're on first name terms. Paul. And he's saying, you know, hopefully, who knows, we'll aim to, you know, make something of that. And they've done that in Dubai, where they had a Alexa Bliss versus Sasha, and they even made them special ring gear. Yeah. And they were, you know, Steph loves to talk about how they were chanting, "This is hope." But it is true. And you never know. Maybe because of this is a long-term deal in terms of years to come, they'll try and instill women in that.
Yeah.
I mean, that on the card. And don't get me wrong, I for one think it's bang out of order that there's no women on the card. But at the end of the day, it's a different culture, different country. It's not affecting you. If it's not affecting you personally, I feel like you can comment on it, but you can't be offended yourself.
I'm really looking forward to WWE's greatest SummerSlam ever coming from Myanmar in June. Just on the back of the Legionite,
yeah.
Well, we're just two geeks on a podcast. We can't change the world.
No, but the WWE, who are a massive brand in terms of, you know, their wrestling, their entertainment, their scope, their viewership in terms of online and on television. And so they're going to a country where they can make even more money. Is that not them doing good business practice? Yes. Are they going to get, you know, a long-term deal by upsetting a country, by making sure they go, absolutely, we need to have these women? So I kind of understand where WWE is coming from. Maybe they could have pushed for it a bit further.
Yeah.
But not happening.
I was getting something ready for later.
Okay.
So we talk about the shakeup before we talk about this week, because obviously...
Well, we've moved to Wednesdays now.
Yeah, we've moved. This is Wednesday now, because...
We didn't even introduce what it is. It's Proper Sport Does WWE,
by the way.
Oh, did you?
Sorry. Yeah. But, like, because Tom's changed his work days. Brought to you today by Carabao. Free for a pound on Lee's Market.
And Yorkshire Tea.
So, yeah, we're doing it on Wednesdays now, because it fits in better with our schedule. It means we can also reflect on what's happened on Raw and SmackDown
earlier
rather than a week late.
Yeah.
But we will still do special episodes for main event things. Not main event. No, I'm not going to do a thing of that.
No one watches main event.
But like the greatest Royal Rumble ever and Backlash and all those ones. Maybe not all of them. No, we will do. So the shaker was last week, and it seemed that they just swapped a load of mid-carders on one brand for a load of mid-carders on another brand.
I feel SmackDown has actually come out of it a little bit stronger.
Yeah, I can see that.
They've cut away some of the stars that were going to get no time anyway.
Yeah.
And given them a different platform.
Yeah.
Case in point, Dolph Ziggler, and also teaming up with Drew McIntyre, who's come back from injury.
I was very excited about that.
And those two, people are already comparing them to Shawn Michaels and Diesel. That's the exact point they're making.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's good. Like that, hopefully it'll serve them well. With Absolution splitting, of course they were going to bring up the Riot Squad. And hopefully Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville will get much more talent time on SmackDown.
Do you know what really annoys me about the Riot Squad? Is, right, you know they've got those T-shirts with that cool kind of punk-style Riot Squad logo? It's Tom Cruise's coughing now. Why on the video on the, whatever the big screens are called these days, the Titantron, why is it in a completely different font and look like not like rebel, punky people?
Undisputed Era. Same.
Yeah, I don't understand. Pink and green, right, or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. Maybe it's cheaper just to print it in white.
That's the main problem with the right squad, though.
But maybe it's cheaper to print it just in white.
True. So there you go. Anyone else on Raw that you want to mention?
Natty's already getting a bit of a push now, being with Ronda.
Because she's her mate, yeah.
That could be quite interesting. Rude, interestingly. Yeah. I didn't think he'd move over.
No.
Bobby Roode goes over. Chad Gable's got apparently the biggest singles win of his career. Bollocks.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry. The man's talented. And he's a friend of the podcast because we've interviewed him.
Oh, yeah.
All the best, Chad. Other than that, it was just mid-card and obviously Jinder. Who gives a shit about Jinder?
You know what's odd about... we'll come to Roy in a bit. But, like, Arthur's Pain came up, like, a couple of weeks ago. And they were on Raw this week. So what's the point? But the Ascension were. So it's going to see they've resumed their role as jobbers. But it's on a different brand.
But I think Authors of Pain, you don't need them every week.
No. What is interesting about the Ascension is, and this was mentioned on the commentary by Corey Graves, was they were dominant in NXT, but now just jobbers. Well, it was it last week where Corey Graves, when Finn Balor came out, said, "Here's the leader of the Bullet Club," and Michael Cole said, "Balor Club."
Yeah. You could just see Vince just fuming.
Bullet Club's for everyone. Oh no.
There was no pyro, but there was smoke coming from the stage because it was Vince's ears.
I think people have got upset because there's now a women's T-shirt for Bullet Club because it's got Brandi Rhodes on it.
I haven't seen
people
that.
People like her apparently. I don't know why.
I think she's a great. She's been a great heel, especially on being the Elite. She's been fantastic, especially with Flip.
And now you've gone Brandi Rhodes' Twitter. So everyone at home can do this at the same time. Because people get upset about...
Which is your favourite Bullet Club T-shirt?
I don't know, because I don't really like the idea of Bullet Club, because it's like guns and stuff. But I actually don't mind this one when it comes up. Oh, where can I find the bloody thing? But there you go, Bullet Queen. It's all right, that, isn't it?
It's okay.
I'd probably get the Young Bucks one because it's got colour on it. I should have got it when we went to that What Culture show, but...
I like the Nightmare Cody Rhodes one.
Yeah, that was
good
as well.
The most recent one, which is meant to be the new Bullet Club logo as a whole. Ah. It's very good, that one.
Well, that is fairly cool. It's just Bullet, isn't it? And I guess Bullet Queen could have different connotations. Seeing as you've sworn this is like an explicit podcast now, so I'm not going to spell it out to the listeners, but
Richard.
Well...
Richard.
Well, you know your favourite Instagram wrestling female fan? She's got a t-shirt like that.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the shake-up. Anyone else on Raw we need to talk about?
No, for me, like I say, I think SmackDown got the better end of it. So coming on to SmackDown, of course, they've got Jeff Hardy, who brings the United States title, Shark Horror. But Jeff, it's good to see him coming back. I listened to the Art of Wrestling podcast with Colt Cabana and Jeff Hardy. And Jeff spoke about the Sting incident.
Oh, yes.
Victory Road, 2011 or something. And it's just good to see him how he is now. I think Jeff could be great. If he's booked right, he could, be huge.
They've lost, obviously, Owens and Zayn, but they've brought in Samoa Joe and Gallows and Anderson.
Gallows and Anderson, who yesterday on SmackDown, we're going to review SmackDown and Raw in a second. It was good to see them, and I thought Anderson got into a bit of a main event, like sort of in the end card slot. Very well for his friend. And I think if you gave them, when the club were, the Raw Tag Team Champions and everything, they were great. So they've got talent.
I like the fact they've got Sheamus and Cesaro. It shows you the long-term booking because they're, of course, fighting for the vacant Raw Tag Team titles on Friday.
What if they win?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Andrade Cien Almas.
Yeah, I can never say his nickname.
Cien?
No, Goro, I can't do it. I'm going to butcher it. I apologise.
Sanity without Nikki Cross.
Yeah, which is a shame, really. Yeah. I like Nikki Cross a lot.
Yeah.
She's different. She's one of the most different and out there women on the roster. Fact.
We will see what happens. Because Sanity haven't been on yet, have they? So.
No. And neither has Andre Chan Malmas. No. Zelina Vega, I've already talked about. I said she's the best manager, other than Paul Heyman, in wrestling at the moment. Yeah. And I think they've done better. I think Joe has proven it on the mic in the past 2 weeks, how he can cut it, and he's arguably the best promo man in the business at the moment.
If Nakamura doesn't beat Styles, you'd expect that would be a natural for the next feud, wouldn't it? Styles versus Joe.
Oh, God, that'd be great. Joe. And if you've seen some of that TNA clashes, so good.
And before that, so, it's all good. So that's the shake-up.
And Big Cass, of course, going into a feud with Daniel Bryan. Again, we'll talk about that again. Different. different.
Yeah.
Not expected. Surprise. Not bad. So SmackDown did well, but they needed to because they were really struggling these past 6 months. Really badly.
So that was the shake-up, which and led to Monday Night Raw.
Kicked off, of course, with the sad news, the very sad news, and I'm sure that you will know a bit more about Bruno Sammartino than me.
Well, sold out Madison Square Garden lots of times, not necessarily the number they tell you on telly, but lots of times. World champion for a ridiculous length of time, really long reigns.
7 years or
which
something.
Will never be beaten. The second ever WWF champion, beating Nature Boy Buddy Rogers, so MSG. And do you know anything about his backstory, about how he came to America in the first place?
Yes. War-torn Italy.
His mother's a real hero. You know, the fact that she would go up and down, they hid up a mountain, and she'd go up and down a mountain to feed them, to escape the Nazis, and then eventually they came to America. What a story. What a story. And, you know, he is one of the iconic names of professional wrestling, certainly the WWF and WWE and WWFE and whatever, you know. And everyone seems to be very happy with the tribute. No one's complained about it, which usually they, you know, sometimes they don't do enough. But I haven't seen the documentary yet, but apparently that's really good as well.
Can't wait to watch it.
The video on Raw was from clips from the documentary, so worth checking that out. And very sad, but I think it, as everyone's pretty much said in their tributes, one of the all-time greats in terms of performer, not like the greatest wrestler or anything, but in terms of having the crowd in the palm of his hands.
Larger-than-life character.
Yeah, and what seems to be a great man. And that's more important than anything else, isn't it? He was a good person, so very sad. But very, you know, if you've never heard his interviews with Meltzer and Alvarez on Figure Four Daily and whatever, Wrestling Observer Radio, in the past, well worth seeking him out because he's a very good interviewer. Because he's got lots of stories to tell because he's been there and done that. So very sad. But at least his legacy. You know, if he hadn't have made up with Vince, you don't know what would have happened because his name used to be banned. It was one of those banned terms. But thanks to Triple H, Paul, the bridges were built and the fences mended. And he got his place in the Hall of Fame, which you know, should have been in.
Well, long ago.
But at least, you know, everything was done in time and he had time for the audience of today to learn about him, which is the most important thing, because a lot of people, you know, were too young to have seen him wrestle.
Well, I didn't really know about him, but I watched a lot of the Hall of Fames a couple of years ago, and I think WrestleMania 29 in New York, which was made, and it was it in Madison Square Garden where he got inducted?
Yeah.
So it made perfect sense. Yeah, yeah. Perfect sense. So I watched it. Yeah. While it's not like the lengthiest of conversation, well, you know, like speeches. Yeah. I was enthralled by, like, you know, the package.
He's a great speaker.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger coming in and inducting him. So I was like, this is clearly a big, big cat. And then you read about his history. It's, you know, no one will hold the title as long as he did.
And of course, as referenced, almost, you know, because they showed tweets from famous people.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars is named after him because he was his dad's hero.
Yeah.
And he's a hero to us all. Is Bruno. He just looks, when you look at those pictures of him from the 60s and 70s when he was, you know, in his pomp, he just looks like what a wrestler used to look like. It's sad, but, you know, at least, A, he lived a long life and a successful life, and everyone, you know, in the end, everyone was back on the same page almost, which is always good. You look at all the awards and stuff he won, and as you say, that interview was great and sad, but
well, yeah, I mean, it's life, so best of luck, you know.
Go and watch the promos and the build up to his match with Larry Zbysko. Brilliant stuff.
Larger than life character, and obviously a sad loss to wrestling this week. So, Bruno Sammartino, all the best.
And the video was good, and and then out comes Brock Lesnar.
And build it up for the greatest Royal Rumble main event, Steel Cage.
Yeah.
We all want to see the repeat of WrestleMania 34, 5, sorry, 4. Yeah, that was last week. 2 weeks ago, what am I about? Look, we want to see it, don't we? We've all, you know, the one of the best main events ever.
Da-da.
No, it wasn't. It was bad, and I'm really not excited for it.
Behind Roman Reigns in this one.
Yeah.
To an extent.
But yeah. I don't know. Brock's contract has got a few reasons.
We don't know how long it is and how
many matches. There's been a few things said about it this week. One of them being that he's got, it's basically he will appear when he wants to appear, and he will appear for X amount of £1,000, dollars. And when he wrestles, it'll be like $500,000 per time. And he could still go to the UFC, apparently, where he could earn $10 million per fight, which is maddening. But we'll see. Moving on from Raw there.
Well, I'm trying to go through the order they've got it on the website. They only put the matches on thing, which is a shame.
Go here on the YouTube.
Does this help?
This helps. So you've had the Broken Bray and Woken Matt.
But that was after the Bobby Roode Elias match. Yeah, it's confusing. But
you had that.
I like the Woken Broken tag team.
It's working.
Yeah. Because we've said for ages that they needed to do something with Bray Wyatt, and now they've found something to do with Bray Wyatt and the Squash the Ascension, who are jobbers.
Yeah. Bobby Roode versus Elias was an all right match.
I'm surprised they beat Bobby Roode.
Same.
Second match in.
But it means it could set up a little three-week feud, something like that. We'll see. Dolph Ziggler and McIntyre look great together. McIntyre hasn't missed a beat.
No, Titus Worldwide, they are not.
When I've seen some of McIntyre's stuff on the indie circuit, he's been great. Sorry, he wasn't known as that. He was known as Drew Galloway.
Drew Galloway, yeah. Georgia's son.
Yeah. And they cut a great promo at the end with Charlie Caruso when he took off the mic offer. Brilliant.
David Brooker's some kind of weird 1950s, 60s secretary, like a character from Mad Men. I think he's cosplaying at the moment, which is a discussion we had in the office the other day.
My highlight for Raw this week was the Sammy and Kevin show.
Yeah, this is a split opinion. Some people liked it, some people didn't.
I loved it.
Yeah?
It reminded me of like podcasts.
Great. They're great obnoxious heels, aren't they?
Yeah, Sammy's proving it. How great is a heel. You know, the other week when he had the glasses there for the Steph letter? Yeah. Oh, he's so good.
He's very good.
It struck me as the small detail of having Kurt in a beach chair was really good. Lawn chair, whatever. Really good. Chad Gable upset the odds by beating Jinder Mahal.
Because Chad Gable's someone they can do something with.
Yes.
He's young and talented.
Yes.
And is smooth in the ring. Whether they do anything with him, I doubt. I wonder if they'll reform American Alpha when Jason Jordan comes back. Because obviously,
I doubt it.
But the Jason Jordan thing has not worked, has it?
No, but when he comes back, it could go into a feud with Chad.
Yeah, but I don't know if that works as a benefit for either of them.
No, it won't.
No.
It won't.
Maybe they team up again and then feud. I don't know. I think it should be heated up anyway.
Then there was the Bobby...
Brawny the Strowman.
Braun Lashley.
This bit where he just kept battering Kevin Owens outside the ring.
Bobby Strowman.
Brilliant.
What do we call this tag team?
Strowman and Lashley.
That was
dumb. Big fellas.
The big fellas. I like
fellas.
That. Call them the big fellas.
The fellas.
I agree with you. That was really good. But how good of a seller is Kevin Owens?
Get battering.
So good. And that's why is he not in the main event?
The thing
why is
right,
Braun Strowman not in the main event? He's so over.
Big geek Braun Strowman with his braids by Nia Jax on Instagram. He's not a great wrestler, is he? Right. But the thing is, right.
I think he's a good wrestler.
Yeah, he's good enough. He's good enough. This is the thing. But the crowd love him.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened when he turned over that truck and stuff. Somehow people have gone, no, we like him. We don't like the other fella, but we like him.
I've slowly grown to love him, actually. I think he's fantastic.
When
he was flipping all his stuff, I was just like, why? What's the purpose? Even right down to the stage when they're on to Kane. I'm like, well, I don't really get this. And then just something's clicked. It's like Rusev. It's hot.
But now he's a heel again now.
Yeah, but when it's hot, you need to strike while the iron is. And they don't. And Bobby Lashley, rest in peace to the sweatband.
Yeah.
We don't know where it's gone.
Bad times.
But hopefully Braun will be catapulted back into the main event. I think Bobby needs to go for the mid-card title.
Whereabouts did Baron Corbin attacking No Way Jose come in all this? Because that was pointless.
Yeah, I didn't care for that.
Sorry, Baron Corbin.
No.
As Meltzer said on Observer Radio the other day, he's tall and that's about all he's got. Because that's what he is.
He's not that dynamic when he speaks.
No, he's just a tall bloke. So, you know, Braun's a tall bloke, but he's got charisma, hasn't he?
threaded throughout the evening was the Miz Taraj looking for a new team.
Yes.
That was quite funny.
Well, I hope they do something with them.
Same.
But I don't think they will.
Imagine if they restart
the Social Misfits, or whatever they're called.
Social Outcasts.
That was it. The best bit of Raw, and you've skipped over it, was the public service announcement.
It wasn't the best bit for me, like I said.
The best bit for me was
Sammy and Kevin.
No, she's brilliant. She's the best thing on Monday Night Raw.
What, in terms of heel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her fake sincerity, or insincerity, or whatever it is, she is brilliant.
That is why she held the title for so long.
The fact that she mentioned Bootios
in
the promo as well. Nia Jax is a bully. She nicked the Bootios off this homeless woman.
Brilliant. She is such a good speaker. People can credit her for that. Yeah. And people have put it in the comments of like, maybe she's not that good of a wrestler. You can work on that. Yeah, sometimes you can't work on having that killer line delivery.
That delivery into the camera.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. I'm watching it again now on the thing. She's brilliant. We love Alexa Bliss. Apparently she's had some... she's had that same treatment that the Iconics have had.
What's that?
She's a bit bigger than she used to be.
I didn't notice.
Well, not 99, but I will do now. I'll bring you all the big news on this programme. And then... what? All the big
news. Richard!
Yeah.
Stop it!
And then it was the main event, which was the 10-woman tag team extra.
Whoa. Seth and Finn.
Oh, yeah. Big Mr. Raj, yeah.
They're always teaming Seth and Finn up. Yeah. They've worked together since like January.
Finn Balor of the Bullet. Yeah, Balor Club. It's for everyone. Apart from Saudi Arabia.
Although...
Don't wear your rainbow t-shirt there, Finn. Don't bother.
No, and then we had the 10-woman tag.
Yeah. Have you seen that clip of Bailey not hugging the fella on the ramp?
Yes.
I don't feel sorry for the fella.
No,
I
don't.
He's hugging a kid.
I don't.
Apologise, Bailey. Don't apologise, Bailey.
And then, obviously, the 10-woman tag kicked off.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Nia coming off the
she's
ring
really
apron.
She's really popular, isn't she? People love Nia Jax.
She's good.
Yeah.
And then all kicks off. Mickie James, for some reason, getting a bit of centre attention.
Well, it's obvious why she's centre of attention. Because she can work and she's a veteran.
There we go.
The veteran makes it sound old. But,
good baseball slide.
Yeah, well, she's great. And she will be able to walk Ronda Rousey through a couple of matches on the European Tour.
Yeah.
Because guess who came out to defend
save Natalia? Yeah. Ronda Rousey. At what point does Natalia turn on Ronda Rousey?
I think it's about SummerSlam. I think because that's your event. That's your big match there for the women.
Yeah.
I don't know whether she wins a title there or not. Because if you're going to win the title, you think she wins it at Mania. But... I don't think she should ever be the champion, though.
Who?
Ronda.
Why?
Because I don't think there's any point. Because
there's no point of having her... But I'd wait a couple of years.
But you can't believe that someone would beat her for the title.
You thought that about Oscar?
Yeah, but this is different, isn't it? Because Ronda Rousey's a real person in the real world.
Whereas Oscar is a fictional virtual reality character.
Yeah, because Asuka is not her real name or anything. She's playing the character. Whereas Ronda Rousey is Ronda Rousey.
Right.
Even though she is, of course, playing the character of Ronda Rousey, she's still her rough.
You're getting really, like, level upon level here.
It's because I've got too much Carabao.
Yeah. But overall, Raw...
Yeah.
Raw.
It was all right, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was very good. Yeah. It was enjoyable. And I always think by the third hour, I'm kind of like, let's wrap it up here, lads and ladies. Yeah. Except in Saudi Arabia.
Well, I mean, I can't wait for when they come on tour. The first match on the card, Baron Corbin versus No Way Jose. It'd be great.
Yeah. But if you are in the UK, you can. If you get tickets to certain places, you can watch Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. So I'm going to try.
Well, you think that, but then Big Cass comes out and you go,
oh. Damn it, Cass. By the way, so coming on to SmackDown.
SmackDown
summary now.
Yeah.
Miz TV, obviously teasing that it's going to be Daniel Bryan.
And it wasn't.
Because?
It was Big Cass. New generic music and the suit.
It's not new. That was, like, even when he first...
Yeah, totally,
when he first did heel over Enzo, he got that music.
Sorry.
Name redacted. You know when he got that win over Name Redacted and then threw him down the ramp? He debuted that music then, I think. Anyway, it's still not that popular of music where you kind of pop. Not like Shinsuke or AJ or anything like that.
He put his jacket on. as he was walking down, foreshadowing the fact that he beat up Daniel Bryan.
Nice touch. Yeah. Overall, I was really impressed with Cass. Yeah, very well done.
The thing is, I don't want to see the match. I'm not interested in Big Cass versus Daniel Bryan. I want to see Daniel Bryan versus all the good people.
Yeah, but that's the thing you don't get. You're a bit like at Christmas. You want to eat all your chocolate before you have a Christmas pudding.
What if Daniel Bryan gets dropped on his head by Big Cass and then we haven't seen him fight all the other people?
It's life. That's what all the people say.
The best bit of the promo was when he said he grew to be 7 feet tall.
And the crowd
said,
you can't teach that.
And he's like, no, can't
say. No, but he left the pause. And I thought he did great. Miz was as great as ever.
Yeah.
I thought he was heelish in a way that was quite fair as well. He was saying, well, since I've had my child, I don't know if Daniel's found that, I want to be a bit more of a peacemaker, basically what he's saying. It was very good. So Cass, potential. That's the main thing. Yeah. There's potential.
Right. I still don't know which one's which in the Iconics.
Billy Kay's got the longer hair.
Yeah.
Peyton Royce has the shorter hair.
Yeah, she's in the purple gear, isn't she?
Yes, if I remember.
So they did one of their hilarious promos where they take the piss out of
them. I didn't enjoy that.
I still like them.
I like them, and I think they're gonna get even better. Yeah. But it's kind of too much, almost too childish. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know they're women and they act like children. That's the thing, isn't it?
Disagree with you? No.
No, these two do though. They're like teenage girls. I mean, granted, it's a long time since I've been around teenage girls because I'm now 37. I was back at school.
Interesting that Oscar loses a debut match on SmackDown.
Yeah, but Becky Lynch took the fall.
Anyone,
if you were a bookmaker, you'd have had that. We're not taking bets on this one because that's going to happen.
It was, I understand that now that Oscar's lost, they can make booking decisions like that.
Yes,
so they've freed themselves up. So it's actually quite good, actually.
I don't know which of the better of the Iconics.
Easy, Peyton. Peyton's better.
She's the more annoying one, isn't she?
Peyton's the more annoying one, and also therefore the better heel, and also the better wrestler. Yeah.
Do we hate them because they're Australian? Is that why?
No, it grates on me a little bit, does their voice, but I can't say that because I work with Jai Hitchcocks.
Oh. When did the Usos turn face, anyway?
When Bludgeon attacked. Before that, because it was kind of the Usos and the New Day at Fastlane were both at faces, so it's been a little while. And then it was a great little turn, to be fair.
Now, of course, we already knew that Naomi was married to one of them, and now it's an on-screen thing as well. It's not just a Total Divas thing. So, Jimmy beat Rowan off of the Bludgeon Brother World Tag Team Champions. And of course, they fight at the Greatest Royal Rumble ever.
They do.
They can't lose already, can they, the Bludgeons?
No. Surely not.
There's not really much else to say about that match, is there?
No. Moving on. Yeah. Charlotte Flair and Carmella. Yeah. Great segment. Yeah. Really good, actually. I really enjoyed it. Carmella could be a great...
She can't lose the title yet either, can she?
No, she's got to win it by...
Cheating,
yeah. Naughty means, and then she forgot to sign it. So on YouTube, you can see the clip of Renee chasing her and just going, you didn't actually sign this. Renee Young, love her. Brilliant. More Renee Young. And that's an annoying thing as well. Byron Saxton. Byron Saxton has to present the kickoff show for Greatest Royal Rumble, right? No offence, Byron.
But the show's on for like 5 hours anyway.
I know, but no offence to Byron. You are not Renee Young. You are, without a doubt, on the main shows, the worst part of the commentary.
Oh, I don't know. Worse than the coach?
Yeah, I actually quite like
it. I think there's something quite amusing about Saxton on SmackDown.
The fact that he gets bullied every week. Yeah, I think it's a load of crap.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, I think that's a load of crap. No offence, Byron. I actually think he's all right sometimes. But for me, he's too much pushing the babyface agenda.
That's
the thing, though. I get sick of Corey sometimes pushing the heel agenda. So that's not me just single eye out Byron Saxton. And the thing is, as well, like I say, I think he's the worst part of the commentary. But that's not saying anything. Commentary at times can be fecking brutally awful.
So Shelton Benjamin's a heel now. From last
they were before with Chad. Do you not remember?
But I didn't necessarily think they were, but...
They were, because they were like... they were doing that thing where they were losing to the Usos, and they were going, but why?
Oh, yeah. I guess so. And he beat Randy Orton. Thanks to interference. Lots of interference.
Yeah, but it's the start of a new era.
The interference era?
No, you know, like, start of the new season.
Yeah.
And then, from there... The Bar interrupts New Day.
The Bar.
No one cares.
Well, they can't win, can they? The Bar can't win the Raw Tag Team Titles.
No. D-Bry sets up the match for Cass at Backlash.
Yeah, hopefully it's a one and done.
Yeah. And then Sanity had their little teaser. Yeah. Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose, they were like saying, oh, did you see about Becky Lynch, even though she's 2 feet away and making out like she's not there? Really good, Becky.
Becky Lynch has got to turn at some point because everyone picks on her.
Maybe. Did you see the video of her attempted to hug Naomi, but when really she was grabbing her quinoa?
No, I didn't see that.
Brilliant. She's, throughout the weeks, quinoa. Like, you know when Charlotte got attacked the other week?
Yes.
She put out a tweet saying something like, oh, I've only just seen what happened. Oh, I was too busy eating my quinoa. And then it happened the week after. There was a video of her eating quinoa, and then she goes, not this week. She puts down the thing, and then she shouts whilst running, don't touch my quinoa. And then this week... She goes to hug Naomi.
All geeks, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. But she goes to
all of them.
She goes to hug Naomi, who goes to hug her, but then she just grabs the quinoa and then eats it. Brilliant. I like Becky Lynch a lot.
And then there was another big six-man tag team main event.
We've talked about this. We've seen so many multi-man matches. But the club, my boys, Gallows and Anderson, looking real good. The Good Brothers, the boys.
Are they going to get some new T-shirts now?
And this is the thing, they should have done Balor Club. They should have. They should have just run with it. Flipping heck. But Shinsuke Nakamura's war against AJ Styles' testicles continues.
Shinsuke
Yeah. He has a go. Shinsuke Nakamura has a go at AJ Styles' knackers. Yeah. Oh.
Knackers me.
But it's building up to what could be another... this one, even we were saying the build up for Styles versus Nakamura for WrestleMania was pretty good. Really good, actually. This is even better.
Yeah. So that was SmackDown.
We need to talk about Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah. It's a big card.
Very big.
But with lots of thrown together things, unlike The Undertaker versus Rusev with no build up, and John Cena versus Triple H with no build up. I don't understand. Well, surely Undertaker and Cena are going to win those matches, aren't they? But again, I don't really care because it's. They're just on. They're just there.
I'm just looking forward to watching a pay-per-view and being able to, you know...
Go to sleep afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to be able to watch it live because I'll be out.
But I'm going to be working hard at work.
I'll watch it later.
Let's go through the matches. Yeah. Let's start with... On Wikipedia, let's start with number 10 and work our way up.
Yeah.
Undertaker versus Rusev, it writes itself, it's going to be Undertaker, but Rusev, maybe if he gets a bit of the rub from Undertaker, that's a good sign for hopefully you'd think his future, but the thing is, this has been tarnished already with Tuin and Froin. The best thing that could have happened from this was for the past 2 weeks that Rusev comes out, drops a promo on Taker, should have just done that. They didn't, but here we are. So Undertaker beats Rusev, that's fine.
He's going to lose anyway.
Yeah. John Cena versus... Oh, of course, in a casket match. So, stipulation might make it interesting. Might. John Cena versus Triple H. Shoulder shrug from Richard Shaw, right?
It's just there, isn't it? For no apparent reason. So, it'd be all right.
Yeah. Cedric Alexander versus Kalisto. It's too early for Cedric Alexander to lose.
Yeah, but again, it should be good.
Bludgeon Brothers versus Usos. Again, same.
Yep, should retain.
Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy versus Cesaro and Sheamus. Surely, it's got to be the broken Bray and woken Matt.
Well, A, they have to because they knew, but B, Sheamus and Cesaro on SmackDown now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Jeff Hardy versus Jinder Mahal for the United States Championship. I would not be surprised if Jinder did win this. And then it sets up for Backlash as well.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't think it's going to be a great match.
Then the US title goes to Raw, and Seth loses the Intercontinental title.
Joe, maybe.
Or The Miz.
I'd love it to be
or
Joe,
Or do
though.
They leave it and Jeff Hardy wins and maybe Finn Balor?
Well, that's the best bit. That's how bad is this? That's the most interesting part of the booking, really.
Yeah.
AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the United for the WWE Championship. Yeah. I should say my apologies. I actually don't know where this one will go.
No, I don't know either.
And I think I'd be happy with either outcome.
Yeah, I mean, they can always have the rematch of Backlash anyway, can't they? So.
Yeah. They might be a touch too early for Shinsuke Nax now in his heel run to win the title.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Seth versus Finn versus Samoa Joe versus The Miz. Ladder match. Could be the match of the night. If you were to say out of all those four, who do you want to walk out with the title? Richard.
I don't know. Possibly The Miz.
No.
Because heel faces chasing heels is always better for a title.
True. I want it to be Joe.
Yeah. Same difference.
I'd love it to be Joe. And then we've got Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
Well, I mean, this is the big question, isn't it? Who is going to walk out as the Universal Champion? Will Roman Reigns get cheered in Saudi Arabia?
If he doesn't, then that might actually switch the booking.
Yeah, but again, we've seen this match so many times. The bloom is off the rose. They should have pulled the trigger on Roman Reigns when they were going to do it originally. So that's how many WrestleManias ago? Three. Four. So now it's just...
It's lethargic.
He's already been the champion three times.
Yeah, well, a couple. Yeah. Once very briefly against Sheamus, then won it, lost it, and then won it again. It was like the champion three times within the matter of less than 3 months.
Yeah, I'm just getting the list up.
And then the Greatest Royal Rumble match, which has 50 men.
Yeah.
I mean, the apparently there's a trophy.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I think it's the Fabulous Moolah one, but they've just cut her head off.
I'm not so sure who I really want to win this. I think if they don't gain anything from it. So no. Do you know what?
If they've got a title shot at, say, SummerSlam or something, then yeah. But
do you know who I think is going to win it?
Who's
going to
win it?
Braun Strowman.
Brawny the Strowman.
I think it'd be great for him.
Yeah. It's nice. So, again, it's an odd one, isn't it?
But looking forward to it. Yeah, Royal Rumble, if it's booked right, it could be great because they've got to follow two great Royal Rumbles, and one of them was the best we've seen in however long.
And the one they had in January was one of the best Royal Rumbles ever.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, it should be all right, shouldn't it?
Yeah, but hopefully.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll be back on Monday to talk about that. Is that the plan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then back next Wednesday.
In the news. We didn't even talk about news. Is there any real news this week?
I don't think so.
That's about it, really.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Impact apparently had a good pay-per-view, but I've not seen it.
Redemption.
Yeah.
I've seen clips, and you know what? Well done to them. I'm really hoping that this is the start of, well, funnily enough, their redemption.
Another start of Impact.
Yeah. Interesting that Bros got Steiner back.
Yeah, at the age of 450.
And he even did some math. It was really good.
I don't want to give you a spoiler, but spoiler alert, Austin Aries is back being champion again.
Yeah. Spoiler, thank you. What's this thing you got queued up to play, by the way?
Oh, I was going to say, because on SmackDown, right, we're watching SmackDown, and Shane McMahon was there, wasn't he?
But, yeah. Paige here.
She wasn't there. She was not there, because I've been on her Instagram and she's been over here. Oh, well, the sport's coming back again.
Oh, yeah.
Although we don't really know much other than they're going to film 10 episodes of it. And it might be rubbish, it might be good.
Fingers crossed.
It's going to be on, it looks like it'll be on, you know, where Ninja Warriors on ITV.
Sparta Super Saturday lineup.
Yeah, on that Saturday early evening bit. So,
if it gets numbers, it could be the start of something. But it's never going to get numbers.
It's interesting to see what talent they get, because a lot are signed up now with WWE. And I'm sure WWE will be thinking, well, anyone else who's any good,
we'll sign them.
Japan or whatever, we'll sign them up.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
It's not going to have Marty Scurll on, are they? Or Will Ospreay or Zack Sabre Jr. or anything.
Will Ospreay is so good to watch. So, he's got a great thing.
Who are they
going to
be left with?
I don't know. Maybe they'll do 5-star. Get the people from there.
Yeah, but a lot of them have signed for WWE as well, haven't they?
Yeah. WWE have put out a video for their... I should say Live Nation have put out a video, I think, to promote their tickets for the All Royal Albert show.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
British Strong Style, the boys, looking fantastic.
But that's the thing, is that if you think back to that World of Sports special, I'm trying to remember who else was on it. Obviously, Viper was on it. She's gone. I know she's not signed with WWE, but she's affiliated with it. She does all the stuff.
That's the thing. It's a very odd situation. They've got these UK guys on contracts. I think they're not even... It's basically just like, just in case we want you, we have you. How bad is that?
I'm trying to remember who else was on that special. Obviously, Davey Boy Smith Jr. was on there.
Yeah.
He's in Japan. And if he was going to be in...
They're going to get JR
WWE,
back.
They've got it. No, because he's on the WWE contract now, isn't
he? Yeah.
Grado.
We'll have to see, Rich.
Magnus was on it. Obviously, he's now the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. I don't know. We'll find out. That's it now, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Hopefully, if you enjoy the show on a Wednesday instead of a Monday, you'll... join us every Wednesday.
Yeah.
And subscribe to the iTunes podcast. Mm-hmm. Apparently you can get it on Spotify sometimes.
Can you?
So if you go on audioboom.com,
yeah,
obviously find us on there, and then you hit, you click the button Spotify. It might be just on desktop.
I don't have Spotify, so I don't know.
I do. So, and I've never listened to a podcast through Spotify, so I might try it this week. But obviously we know iTunes works, we know the website works.
Yeah,
so,
promspot.tv.
And YouTube, of course. Thanks for
YouTube.
Joining us.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week when we review the greatest Royal Rumble of all time ever in the history of ever, minus the women.
Plus $20 million.